Hello.
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 Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And the reason we're calling is we're not selling anything. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to add your opinion. Okay, are you a registered voter in Ohio, sir?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, sir, and do you feel that, you know, secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
No, I think it ought to be a regular, yeah.
Okay, so it's not, right? You figure it's not. Okay, so a firearm is considered, you know, securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, you know, a fingerprint or other similar means, for example, a safe container or a case or a lockbox, or, you know, made temporarily openable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as, you know, cable lock or a trigger lock, a store or container that is not see-through, and a store in a place where a person who is prohibited from, you know, handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring the firearms be securely stored?
Yes, I would think they would be secure.
So would you support that or oppose that?
Yes, I would support that.
All right, sir, and would you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearms be securely stored in the law defined secure storage to include a lock safe? I support that or oppose that?
No, I wouldn't support that.
Okay, what about a lock container or a case?
Yes.
Support. What about a lock box or other device that is designated to be, you know, or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support that or oppose that?
I think it ought to have a key.
Okay, so we'll support that, right?
Yeah.
With a key lock.
Yeah.
A combination lock. What about a combination lock?
No.
Not, I will oppose that, right? Support or oppose?
Yeah.
That? Combination lock. What about a biometric identifier such as fingerprint?
No.
Okay. Oppose that. All right. All right, sir. If a firearm is a storage device such as, you know, lock safe, case, you know, or lockbox, do you feel it and it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
No, it should be unloaded.
Should be unloaded, right?
Yeah.
Okay, should. All right, if a firearm is not in a lock safe, you know, a case or lockbox, do you feel it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, is stored in a container, you know, that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Would you say yes, it's secure, or not, it's not secure?
No, it's not secure.
Okay. All right, sir, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of a legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that the gun to be stored securely?
It needs to be stored securely.
Would you support that or oppose that?
I support it.
I support it. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir, searches, you know, of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law requires firearms to be securely stored if it also, you know, includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirements as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support that or oppose it?
I would support that.
Support that. All right. All right, so and would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor? If it can be established, you know, that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it, would you support that or oppose?
I would support that.
Okay, support that. All right, sir, prosecutors have, you know, discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which the minor child discharges a firearm, except, you know, for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support that or oppose it? What was that?
Would you support that?
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult, you know, gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make it, you know, the record available to the public? Support or oppose?
I'd support that.
Okay. Support that. All right. All right, sir, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, and I really thank you for your time, okay? And in terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider to be Democrat, Republican, or independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican, okay. And what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay, and, okay, sir, in which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say you're white or Anglo, African American or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Okay. All right, sir, regarding your gender, do you consider yourself to be male or female?
Male.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. You have a great evening. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.